on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. More on the congestion charges or clean air zone charges that we're going to have to get our head around. So motorists are facing potential congestion charges or paying for the cost of clean air zones in cities and towns by 2030 under a government strategy aimed at reducing traffic gridlock and greenhouse gases. The Irish Times tells us that the Cabinet signed off on the strategy from Minister Eamon Ryan yesterday, and it'll put pressure on local councils to choose whether motorists should face congestion charges to drive through high traffic areas or pay for the creation of low carbon emission for clean air zones. So it looks like they're putting all the pressure locally, that the local councils will have to make the decisions. So the bid is to force through the changes locally. Future state funding for local authorities will be tied to the councils adopting the most environmentally friendly measures. So money will be prioritised for areas well serviced by public transport and active travel like walking and cycling. That might explain why NACE is all roadworks at the moment for cycle lanes for the last year, because they know that's where the money is going to come from. Also, the Irish Daily Mail, similar story, higher taxes for bigger cars. Large vehicles like SUVs will be hit with higher taxes under new proposals from Transport Minister Eamon Ryan. They're aiming to reduce private car use. Plans to introduce a polluter pays principle would include a weight-based tax model, so you'd have to pay more based on how heavy your car is. And that might get rid of all these people going around in these big Jeeps, and you just know that they're not out herding cattle before they drop their children to school. There's no need for these big SUVs. They're not out working the land. And then you see them in town centres and they can't park. And also it's very difficult to, I suppose, to find spaces for them. By the way, Minister Eamon Ryan will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning, so he'll be asked all about this, about his plans for polluter pays and these clean air zones around Ireland. But that's the front of the Irish Daily Mail. The front of the Irish Independent says that there's a bit of a snub going on when it comes to Education Minister Norma Foley, because several social media and tech companies snubbed a meeting with her last month about keeping children safe online. Invitations were refused by X, formerly Twitter, Snapchat, Amazon, Epic Games, EA Games, Disney and Netflix. So Meta, Google, Microsoft and TikTok did attend, along with Three and Vodafone, but social media firms, some of those didn't attend the meeting, and also the ones who did refused to bring in stricter age verification. So I'm sure the minister not happy with that particular snub. The Irish Examiner: deaths on roads may exceed 200 this year, a frightening figure. The government has admitted at least 40 more people could die on the roads in 2024 than died in 2023, which was already a horror year. And Road Safety Minister Jack Chambers said driver behaviour is getting worse, and he warned that more than 200 people could be killed in crashes this year. Already so far in the first 3 months of the year, 54 lives have been lost. And of course, we had the news of that horrific crash in Mayo, and we now have that family named: Una Bowden, 47, and her daughters Kira, 14, and Saoirse, 9, who died on Tuesday when their car hit a lorry on the Galway to Sligo Road near Claremorris. And the awful news that Miss Bowden's husband David was rushing back from Africa, where he'd been working. He works as a project manager. Obviously, he had to be given that devastating news about the death of his wife and two children. That's also on the front of the Irish Sun. Dad's crash agony as family all killed. A dad was last night flying home after being told his wife and two daughters were killed in a crash. It's also the front of the Irish Daily Star. Mums to angels. And the Irish Daily Mirror: loving smiles together forever. So Una Bowden with Saoirse and Kira pictured on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. News Talk Breakfast will be speaking to a family friend. Just the most devastating tragedy there, and what an awful journey for their father and her husband to make home. Elsewhere inside the papers, the Irish Independent tells us that we have a new government press secretary, and it's a former News Talk presenter. This is Chris Donoghue, who used to work for Simon Coveney. He worked for Simon Coveney for years, and the Indo says that Minister Simon Coveney is facing a fresh blow to his political career because one of his key advisers has jumped ship to join Simon Harris. The move comes after Simon Coveney was stripped of his Fine Gael deputy leader title by Mr Harris in one of his first acts after succeeding Leo Varadkar. And Heather Humphreys is going to be the new deputy there, in case you're wondering. Obviously, people also wondering, is Simon Coveney going to be in cabinet any longer? Will he even run for election? But now it has emerged that his long-time spokesperson, Chris Donoghue, as we say, formerly a presenter here on News Talk Breakfast, he has signed up to become the government press secretary once Simon Harris is elected Taoiseach on the 9th of April. Of course, Chris presented with Ivan Yates, but got the job with Simon Coveney in November 2017, and now he's jumped ship and gone to work for Simon Harris. A lot about the Eurovision in the papers today. The Sun says that Ireland's Eurovision entry is barely being played on RTE radio. Just amazing. We're now into April, or nearly into April, after the Easter bank holiday. I can't remember the Eurovision song at all. Don't know the name of it. Certainly can't remember what it sounds like. And apparently, RTE shows aren't playing Doomsday Blue at all, which is the song by Bambi Thug, which we're entering into the Eurovision. So RTE obviously pumps a lot of money and resources into our Eurovision entry, but Doomsday Blue has received just 9 spins on 2FM in the last week, and 5 of those 9 were after midnight. So you need to listen after midnight to hear Ireland's Eurovision entry on RTE radio. That's in the Sun. Then in the Star, we're told that Ireland's Eurovision boss Michael Keely reckons that the fact that the UK is performing immediately after us in the semi-final is going to be a huge bonus to help Bambi Thug qualify. So Doomsday Blue will be performed on May 7th in Sweden. They'll sing 4th in the first semi-final, and RTE says they're happy with the position because the UK performs immediately after us. So they'll be voting in our semi-final, and they reckon we might get some votes from across the water. Elsewhere in the papers, lovely story from the Star about two young sisters. We hear so much negativity about young people, but two young sisters from Dublin are bringing their community together through their idea to collect and distribute Easter eggs to children in hospital. This is Lauren Metcalf and her younger sister Ella May. They're just 16 and 7, and they'll give 800 Easter eggs to children in hospital this afternoon. They'll be distributed to patients across various hospital wards. And the girls are from Ballymun, and their family say there can be a lot of bad publicity about Ballymun, but things like this help the community come together. Lovely story there, because apparently one of the girls was in hospital a few years ago and got this idea, and every year it's growing from strength to strength, and now they'll deliver 800 Easter eggs today, which is a lovely story. Finally, from the Mirror, if you're looking for somewhere to go this weekend, well, what about Bray? The Mirror has a full page dedicated to Bray and how amazing it is. Apparently there's a big buzz with Bray at the moment. The Wicklow seaside town is apparently putting Ireland on the map because Lindsay Lohan films there, Gordon Ramsay eats in Bray, and you've stars such as Katie Taylor and Laura Whitmore hailing from there. Also, Hosier went to school in Bray. Comedian Dara O'Brien played for its football club, and Professor Luke O'Neill, who you'll know from News Talk, he once jumped in the sea in Bray in his uniform to celebrate his Leaving Cert results. They also tell us that our new Taoiseach, Simon Harris, was born and bred just down the road where he lives with his young family, and the population of Bray has around 50,000, but it's produced a disproportionate amount of famous figures from the world of arts, culture, sport and science. And it's been likened now to Ireland's Brighton because there's such a buzz about Bray. So I'm sure locals will be delighted with that. They have a guide to Bray in the Mirror, which says that you'll see famous faces out and about in the Bray area, people who either live there or grew up there. So they're talking about singer Mary Coughlan, Hosier, The Blizzard's Brezzy, Laura Whitmore, Dara O'Brien, Saoirse Ronan, Katie Taylor, Phelim Drew. They also mention News Talk presenter Ciara Kelly. Now, I know Ciara a long time. I don't think I've ever heard her mention Bray. She's famously from and lives in Greystones, not Bray, but I'm sure she's in and out of Bray. So she's on the list. So you never know who you could be rubbing shoulders with in Bray this weekend.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.